You are listening to Speak Up and Stay Alive, Patient Safety Radio, and I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety. Right now, I have a guest to talk about a topic I hadn't given much thought to, so it's a real treat to introduce you to Reverend Marvin Smith, a former NFL linebacker for the Oakland Raiders and Los Angeles Rams. Marvin is currently being helped by the Living Heart Foundation, a nationwide healthcare network to provide health screenings for active and retired professional football players. Recently, Marvin participated in a documentary about heart disease called Heartfelt: True Stories of Life in the Shadows of High LDL Cholesterol, which highlighted the Living Heart Foundation because Marvin is currently living with high LDL cholesterol. He earned his bachelor's degree in psychology from California State University of Fullerton and is an ordained minister. In 2014, he joined Los Angeles's talk radio Answers for the Family show, which revolves around family dynamics, raising children, psychology, and education. He is a yearly participant at the Living Heart Foundation's clinic at Palmdale Hospital to help manage his high LDL cholesterol, and he's here today to talk about the health issues that face players after they retire from their game and the challenges he's faced post-NFL. So welcome to the show, Marvin.
Well, thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure because, as I mentioned, I never gave much thought to what happens to professional athletes once they leave the playing field, especially when it comes to their health. Now, when a player's athletic career ends, the level of their exercise is reduced dramatically while caloric intake often remains high, and this could lead to obesity along with other serious comorbidities. And as you said within the documentary, your job was to work out. So what happens to a well-trained body when you retire and you don't work out as much? Tell us a bit about your personal health journey post-NFL.
Okay, well, like you said, Pat, I mean, at one point in my life as a professional football player, you know, it was my job to be big and strong. And I add a little other caveat to that, and smart. And so looking at that now, I'm not as big, I'm not as strong, and hopefully my acumen is as far as how I think that my mental acuity is not as better. But other than that, I mean, looking at the journey, you know, here it is as a professional athlete, you go through this process, and then, you know, you go to the doctor one day, and they says, you have, you know, high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. I'm going, what do you mean? And I kind of, you know, for me, was maintaining the lifestyle. I, you know, even to this day, I try to, you know, watch what I eat, my intake. I'm very health conscious. And then to find out I had high cholesterol, you know, high LDL, I go, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's interesting, Pat, because when you start to go through this process, someone who calls himself take pride on staying on top of the issues, mm-hmm. and to find out there's a situation, because I know some of my comrades who played the game who didn't take care of the health, didn't stay on top of the issues that had these implications. You know, I look at, you know, for me, it was like, well, how did this happen to me? And you find out that cholesterol, I call it, you know, comes to be the silent killer. Mm-hmm. It's just part of it could be genetics and part of it could be lifestyle of eating habits, but, you know, I was someone who pretty much had great health, you know, great habits. So, you know, looking at genetics and what other factors are there, I find out that I'm plagued with, you know, high cholesterol.
Right.
So now it's just a part of lifestyle. It's managing the process, and part of that for me was, you know, which I really thank, you know, thank God for the opportunity with, you know, working with Dr. Archie, with the Living Heart Foundation over the years, and as well as him being a former athlete himself and now a heart surgeon, we look at these things, or we look at high cholesterol as it's manageable and it's okay. And by doing the film, it became a great opportunity for me to have a voice, not just to people locally, but on a global stance, mm-hmm. and to find out that, you know, this is what it is. And it's okay to have, you know, it's not that you want it, but if you do have high cholesterol, it's very treatable. And on that note, what I liked about the film, especially the partners that were there to help, you know, support the film, which was Santa Free and Regeneron, along with Dr. Archie and the Living Health Foundation, was the fact that this information needs to go out. People need to be educated. Mm-hmm. And so this became a great voice for me to educate others on high cholesterol. And go to the doctor.
Right.
Don't be afraid. And one thing about men, you know, sometimes it's that macho mentality. And especially an athlete.
Right.
You know, we feel like sometimes we're above it all. So we don't feel we have to, you know, you don't go to the doctor. But I think it's a lot of times, this is my take, Pat, this is my own, I guess, with a behavioral background. Sometimes guys, like, I don't want to go to the doctor. I'm just that macho. I think more it's about fear.
Yes.
Fear of the unknown. Like, I might go to the doctor and might find out something I don't want to hear, mm-hmm. so don't go. And that's the wrong attitude to have. So, you know, the film becomes, it makes it very real, makes it very personable. It makes it, you know, here it is. When you see the film, you look at people from all walks of life, from all over the globe, who are dealing with high cholesterol. And it just gives you a whole different perspective.
Right. We're going to delve into that film in a little bit. But your message isn't just for pro athletes or retired athletes. Really, everybody and anybody could have high cholesterol. And unless you know your numbers, and as you say, go to the doctor, you're not going to find out. So I appreciate your message of trying to erase that level of fear, and especially for men, not to be too macho or fearful to do that. So when you were diagnosed, how did you tackle that?
Well, as I say, I use a sports metaphor. My biggest opponent, it became my toughest opponent now. and for me, you know, after being diagnosed, you know, for me it was learning that it was about being educated. It was about really understanding, you know, and there's a biblical term like, you know, wisdom is a principal thing, but in all you're getting, get understanding. Mm-hmm. I think we forget to get the understanding. So for me, it was about getting the principles of really what it is. And I think, I really believe once you understand something and what it is, you can make informed decisions on how to approach or how to deal with anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, it's always, and I call myself pride as a lifelong learner. So I'm always looking at, you know, ways of, you know, how do I continue to educate myself and be current? And so this is the same thing with, you know, dealing with high cholesterol. So now my attitude is it's about, you know, managing and continue to move forward and live a long, healthy, productive lifestyle.
Right.
So I leave this earth.
And managing it means diet and exercise and those type of things.
Yeah, diet. Well, I don't even like to use the term diet. I think it's just lifestyle. Healthy eating, mm-hmm. It's a lifestyle. Because a lot of times I think people, when you think of diet, it's a process. Problem. It's an end goal. You start and then you finish. And I use the term, you know, what's the difference between a revelation versus a revolution? A revolution has a beginning and end. A revelation, it never ends. So it's a lifestyle. You just, something you do.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And I appreciate your message about being educated and informed, because once you have knowledge, then you can actually do something about the problem. And that's kind of the basis of our whole program as well. Well, now, how has the Living Heart Foundation helped you?
Well, the Living Heart Foundation, as a former athlete, I mean, it's through their generosity, they saw a need of an environment to bring professional athletes, especially football players, in to have screenings and to be trying to demystify this whole aspect. And, you know, anytime something, I'm one of those individuals, anytime opportunity comes up, I'm like, I'm first in line to want to support and continue to educate myself. So now over the last 5, 6, 7 years with the foundation. There's an annual screening, and it's very in-depth. You know, looks at the heart, looks at the cholesterol, and neurologically, it's just really in-depth type of physical, just to see, you know, aptitude, basically where you are as a person. So it's helped me out. I mean, for me, it's a state of mind. It's a peace of mind. It's like, oh, I'm okay. I'm great.
Right.
Keep moving. I got many more miles I have on these tires here. That's an analogy. So now at my age, I keep saying I want to grow old gracefully.
Right.
And so staying in good health and managing and having opportunities to do work with the Living Heart Foundation It just gives me more security, like insurance. Like, okay, I'm on track.
Right, right. Also gives you a purpose too. So I think that's helpful as well.
Yes,
now,
yes.
Is this resource, the Living Heart Foundation, is it just for pro athletes or does it extend to college or even high school players?
Well, no, this particular program is actually just for former professional football players.
Okay.
As far as the Living Heart, yes. Mm-hmm. And now, but they're expanding it for, they're doing some more outreach now for the general public, mm-hmm. Which I think is great because now they're going, hey, look, if this works, you can look at these professional athletes who were, you know, they're vulnerable as well. And, if, you know, if they're staying on top of their issues, then why can't you?
Mm-hmm.
But I think now the message is starting to go to another level as far as reaching the general public. You know, it becomes a great message.
That would be great for you guys to get into the schools and talk to these young athletes ahead of time. So I think it's a great teaching tool as well.
And I think, you know, adding to that, I believe when you start to look at socioeconomics, it becomes a factor. And when you look at kids who, you know, like the only way out of a certain community is you feel is to be this athlete again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they say in professional football, 10% of 1% even makes it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm an advocate more of, you know, you have a better chance of being a rocket scientist than you do becoming a professional athlete. So if even being able to give those type of messages to these kids, you know, sports is a vehicle, not an end-all. Mm-hmm. And I believe, you know, Pat, that's what happens with these athletes. It became your end all, and that's all there is. And when that's no longer there,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's this whole spiraling effect of downward.
Yep.
Like, what am I, you know, you're in your early 30s, and your career's over.
Right.
You're like, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
And people go, well, all the money they made and this and that. And, well, you know, it's like anything else. If you don't have the educational background to even go along with, if you don't, you know, basic principles of money management,
right.
If you don't have that before you, then, you know, you're an 18-year-old kid with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you do?
Yeah.
So in saying that, I mean, it makes you, you know, I think, as you're saying, too, being able to go back in the community and educate.
Yeah.
I think education is paramount to health, lifestyles, and everything else.
Mm-hmm. I was also thinking it's probably not just lifestyle issues, but your body probably took a beating during those years that you played, perhaps injuries that only get worse with time and age as well. So there's probably other health ramifications to being a professional athlete.
Well, for me, my body didn't take a beating because I was given the beat. I just had to throw that one in.
All right. We'll just leave it at that, right?
I'm just playing here or not.
I know.
But I was a linebacker, but yeah. You know, When you play aggressively like that, there are issues.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Well,
now, tell us a little bit more about the movie. It's called Heartfelt, True Stories of Life in the Shadow of High LDL Cholesterol. Tell us a bit about that and how you got involved with that.
It was basically being involved with the Living Heart Foundation. You know, I got a call from Dr. Archie Roberts and sharing the, you know, what was going on. And he said, hey, you've been actively involved and I think it'd be great for you to be part of this the film. And, you know, kind of, thought about it. And then after I thought about it, it would be an opportunity to get the message out to those who you don't see on a regular basis. It became something I said, great. I want to be part of it. So got involved and had a chance to meet, you know, with the people on the filming side. And, you know, like I said, then with the support of Santa Free and Regeneron, who helped financially support the filming as well. It looked like it was a great partnership of entities coming together to do good work. And it wasn't about trying to sell a product. It was about getting the message out.
Yeah.
Because I really believe when someone is well-informed, when someone is informed, you can make informed decisions. And I think this is what the film was about, mm-hmm. was to educate, to inform people. And ultimately, you know, the message being driven home is, you know, it's important for people to stay educated, but importantly, make an appointment with your healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go get checked.
Yep.
It's okay. You know, check your cholesterol. Do the things you need to do to stay on top of your health. And you know, and I always say there's this whole adage, you know, people sometimes they'll run a lifetime wanting to make a lot of money. But they'll spend every penny for good health. So, you know, for me on that note is let's stay focused on good health as you're pursuing whatever you're doing.
That's a beautiful message. Thank you for that. And where can people go to watch the movie Heartfelt?
You can go to takedowncholesterol.com and the website, and the actual film is there. And they can learn more about, you know, LDL cholesterol, how they can manage it. And the other thing I like about the site as well, Pat, you actually have an opportunity to you can sign up and you can get tips and steps that are personalized for you as a person. And you can take that information and then even talk to your healthcare provider, your doctor, about, you know, just what you're doing, and it all ties together. So it's a great opportunity to for any individual to see the film and get actually to participate and be involved.
Okay. It was takedowncholesterol.com?
Yeah, takedowncholesterol.com.
Okay. Well, Marvin, what a pleasure to have you on the program today. Thank you so much for helping to break the silence on an issue we should all be talking about. Thanks again.
Pat, thank you for having me on.